With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. No let up to the student protests on nation's campuses.
Some universities have moved to shut down encampments amid reports of anti-Semitic activity. Washington University in St. Louis locked some campus buildings and arrested protesters Saturday, including Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein. Meanwhile, the University of Southern California says it has temporarily closed its University Park campus to non-residents.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. In addition, police in riot gear cleared an encampment at Northeastern University in Boston. Also at SRNnews.com, Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says President Biden is just plain wrong to say he finds fault with both sides in the anti-Israeli student protest.
He can't draw a strong distinction between anti-Semitic mobs on the one hand and people who understand there are civilian casualties in Gaza, but that those civilian casualties are the responsibility of Hamas, not Israel.
Senator Cotton speaking this week with the Salem Radio Network. The New York Post says a new investigation finds that billionaire George Soros is funding the agitators behind the radical protests nationwide on schools' campuses. Now, the protests are being led by paid radicals who are fellows of a Soros-funded group called the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights. Radical group received at least $300,000 from Soros Open Society Foundations. Rough 2 days in parts of the Midwest. 4 people have died in a twister in Oklahoma. Many others have been injured. And authorities now say 1 person has been killed in Iowa in a tornado there. Thousands are without power. This is SRN News. Well, the Holy Bible will feature in an auction coming up this summer.
Amongst the items that will be on the block at Christie's in London will be the Crosby Shoyan Codex. It's the oldest complete version of the first epistle of Peter and the book of Jonah. The ancient manuscript is written in the Coptic language on papyrus. It is expected to fetch about $4 million at the June auction. Last year, a 1,000-year-old Hebrew Bible was sold for $38 million at Sotheby's in New York. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton dropping a request for a Seattle hospital to hand over records regarding sex change operations performed on youngsters from Texas. It's part of a settlement of a suit filed by Seattle Children's Hospital against Paxton's office. For its part, the hospital has agreed to withdraw its registration in order to transact business in the Lone Star State. This is SRN News. Correspondent Norman Hall says regulators have closed Republic First Bank, a regional lender operating in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation says it seized a Philadelphia-based bank, which did business as Republic Bank and had roughly $6 billion in assets and $4 billion in deposits as of January 31st. Fulton Bank, which is based in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, agreed to assume substantially all of the failed bank's deposits and buy essentially all of its assets. The FDIC says Republic Bank's 32 branches are reopening as branches of Fulton Bank. I'm Norman Hall.
Federal officials investigating whether last year's recall of Tesla's autopilot driving system actually did enough to make sure drivers paid attention to the road. Tesla has reported 20 more crashes involving autopilot since the recall. More details at SRNnews.com.